Do you know about mandrake? It is one of the most famous aphrodisiacs of the ancient world. The value of mandrake as an aphrodisiac and as an aid to conception is presented today in our podcast. We'll continue our guidance into the realm of prolonged orgasms by presenting the article entitled Erotic Happiness. Then, we shall introduce some very simple methods used to activate the third and the fourth chakras, Manipura Chakra and Anahata Chakra. Stay tuned and find out how to amplify the third chakra, called Manipura Chakra, by using appropriate musical support. Our yogi hosts, Amaris and Valentino, will also keep you company.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Amaris. Mandrake, an aphrodisiac that aids fertility and conception. Mandrake, which is well known also by its other names, such as mandragora, love apple, Circe's plant, dudaim, is native to southern Europe, especially in and around the Mediterranean regions of Greece and Italy. Its habitat is in uncultivated fields and stony wastelands. It can be cultivated in gardens in warm climates, but it cannot survive severe winters. Mandrake has a large brown root running 3 to 4 feet into the ground. The root is thick and is frequently forked like two legs. It has a short stem topped with ovate leaves. Its fruit consists of orange-colored, fleshy berries. Another species of mandrake, Mandragora autumnalis, blooms in winter on the island of Rhodes and has beautiful mauve and mauve-white blossoms. The fruit, the golden red love apple, ripens in May. History. The best known of all the aphrodisiacs of the ancient world was the mandrake or mandragora, a purple-flowered tuber with roots that often resembled the human body. The value of mandrake as an aphrodisiac and as an aid to conception is presented in Genesis 30:14-17. The roots of mandrake bear resemblance to the human form. Magically speaking, there are male and female mandrakes. The female form, its root forked and resembling a pair of human legs, is the most sought after. The male, on the other hand, has a single root. It was the female form that was carved in the Middle Ages in Germany and France into mannequins. It was believed that they brought good luck and wealth. Primary effects. Mandrake is a parasympathetic depressant, a hallucinogen, and a hypnotic. Most hypnotic substances spindle alpha brainwave activity, similar to that found in the dreaming state. This rhythm does not allow deep sleep to occur, although it does lower brain patterns to a dreamy, visionary mode, known in magic as an astral plane experience. Magical use. The first of the two distinct types of love magic is the general charm or medicine that allegedly works on anyone and that is selected because of its distinctive appearance, shape, taste, or easily recognized likeness to the anatomy of the human body. The fact that mandrake is almost an anaphrodisiac because of its parasympathetic depressant chemistry leads one to consider using it for sexual fantasies rather than for physical activity. It is conductive to an astral fantasy and has a tradition of use in this manner. Because it does not allow deep sleep to occur, mandrake is well suited to those altered states in which lucid or waking dreams occur very near consciousness. Too often we are unaware of our inner feelings, unaware of the hidden aspects of our personality, and out of touch with our unconscious emotions. We can get in touch with ourselves and with some of our deepest feelings by using our dreams. Dreams can reveal basic feelings, values, philosophy, and methods of coping with emotional problems. The appearance of symbols is individual and personal, depending on one's life experience. Content includes the mood of the dream and the emotions felt while dreaming. An erotic waking dream can be pre-programmed if one's mood and concentration remain constant after imbibing the mandrake. Dream symbols express and extend to our waking thoughts. Training yourself to remember and to use your dreams can be a pleasant and helpful day-to-day exercise and should not be distorted into an agonizing probing for sin and guilt. When taken in small doses, mandrake will produce a light, sleep-like trance with very lucid dreams. The effects last for several hours. Immediately upon waking, whether in the middle of the night or in the morning, try to capture your dream. Write down a summary that includes both its content and mood. Think about what your emotions were like during the dream and what your feelings about it are now that you're awake. Don't worry about any deep probing of symbolism for the first dream. Simply enjoy the fact that you caught it. If you wish to reflect on its content, do so. But the purpose of the first exercise is simply to experience the fact that you're now in touch with a part of yourself that you've probably paid little attention to in the past. A simple method that increases the ability to memorize dreams is to remember every night before sleeping all the activities of that day. So, every night before sleeping, close your eyes and see with your mind's eye the movie of the day with your favorite actor, you. Try to see your movie in reverse order, from end, the moment when you go to bed, to the beginning, the moment when you wake up in that day. It will be very helpful for you to become more conscious. And any increase in self-awareness or understanding makes us better lovers. The mandrake keeps consciousness close enough to the surface that the contact between the conscious and subconscious selves is experienced. Preparation. Place in a glass of water small quantities, less than 30 grains, of the powdered root and drink it slowly. An hour later you'll feel the first effects. Be careful. Mandrake can be detrimental to the heart because of its troponins. A tolerance is built up for troponins in the parasympathetic system, and thus more mandrake is required to achieve the same effects. This is not true in what regards the effects on the heart, and severe damage may occur, because mandrake is extremely toxic. Erotic happiness. Sexual interaction is comparable to water and fire. Water and fire can kill man or help him, depending on how they're used. Pao, the Plain Master. Reject all reasoning about sex. Practice some special exercises. To be able to make love and not emit is the secret of returning the semen. Increasing and aiding the semen is the way of the life force. Plain Woman's Advice to the Yellow Emperor. Losing the creative potential leads inevitably to the diminishing of the affective and spiritual availabilities that make the difference between humans and animals. The benefic use of this potential permits humans to attain long-lasting happiness. According to millenary spiritual teaching, humans have several faculties that allow them to overcome the empirical, common, and limiting reality. A human is capable of using his body's possibilities through the use of all the transmuting processes far beyond his biological functions. He sings, dances, laughs, and does so many things that the bios had never taken into account. And why not? On condition that he will not interfere with the laws of the growth and of the harmony that represent the natural order of life. The sexual function can be the reason for some enriching practices, perfectly natural ones, all part of the macrocosm, without interfering with the natural order of life. Then, everything changes, and because of the unifying transfiguration, a huge potential will be underlined. Life itself, experienced with love, will help spontaneously to sublime everything. If we still have something else to do after that, it's to realize the wealth of the energy that is launched impetuously in order to make us live a new life. To enjoy with all of our being the happiness of being a human, a being that is united with another being, empathically and totally through love. These moments are often too short. We would like to make them longer, but the explosive orgasm makes them part of it too soon, and they become triumphant over them and over us. There are some practices that can prolong the orgasm through the conscious use of inner energies of a human. It, the orgasm, can also be controlled so that we can experience it numerously and without ejaculation. This will allow us to start to know indefinitely more orgasms without seminal waste. Then the sexual act can be prolonged indefinitely and started again at will. The vital energy is stimulated and the celebration of the body, experienced as an extraordinary happiness, lasts as long as we want. Besides these superior fundamental practices, the sexual act supposes exhaustion, the diminishing of vitality, and a pleasure that fades. It is an intense physical activity that can also lead to exhaustion and extreme tiredness. At that moment, it stops being the euphoric celebration of the beginning. It becomes an abuse with all its consequences. The orgasm with sexual energy discharge is very intense, but it lasts a very short time. In addition, you lose a lot of vital energy and you feel exhausted. The orgasm without sexual energy discharge is a sequence of more and more intense orgasms. Practical advice for men. Here is a Taoist method for avoidance of premature ejaculation. Once you have fully aroused the woman, you will be ready to penetrate her. Should you enter her with your penis at maximum size? If you're a skilled Taoist or tantric lover, you may enter your woman when you please. But if you're a beginner in controlling the sexual energy, you may prefer to cool down somewhat. A very efficient procedure for those who are quick on the trigger requires a bowl of water, cold water. The technique is simply to dip your penis into the cold water until erection has diminished about 50%. This should take a few moments. After your brief swim, you may arouse her greatly by stirring the penis around the outside of the vagina. You have to breathe slowly and deeply while stirring. Your lover's entire body will ache to receive you. And when you finally introduce your penis into her vagina, she will feel as if the world has flowed into her. Unlike ordinary men, you have not coughed forth your vitality shortly after entry. When others are dead, you are just being born inside of her. Your lover has already been mounting for quite some time. You are beginning to climb. The goal is not to climb just one peak together, but an entire sequence of mountains, each higher and with a more profound view than the previous peak. This is a journey into yourself, and it requires some discipline training, but you will enjoy the training with your lover in bed. The human has the capacity to transform the usual into the sacred.
This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I am your host, Valentino.
Meditations for the Activation of Chakras. Part 2. Meditation for the Activation of Manipura Chakra. The third center of force, Manipura Chakra, is placed on a subtle level outside of the physical body, underneath the navel. The corresponding element is fire, or Tejas Tattva, and when this inner fire is balanced, it grants self-confidence, perfect health, a good assimilation of food, and a high energetic level, which allows a person to work hard without getting tired. This center of force is represented as a lotus with 10 petals. The Bija mantra for the activation of Manipura Chakra is known as Ram, or R-A-M. The practitioner may awaken the fire from Manipura Chakra through the persevering practice of certain asanas, bandhas, pranayama techniques, and/or meditations. The most powerful Hatha Yoga techniques that activate Manipura Chakra are Uddiyana Bandha and Nauli Kriya. All these techniques are dynamic. You cannot use them as support in the meditation on Manipura Chakra that we are about to introduce. Consequently, we suggest another asana activating this third center of force, namely Supta Vajrasana. The meditation itself. Perform Supta Vajrasana. However, you have to practice this asana in advance so that you may relax in this pose for about 20 to 30 minutes without any pain. Maintain this pose without moving, focusing your attention on the area 2 widths of a finger beneath the navel, which is the actual location of Manipura Chakra. In order to enhance the activation of Manipura Chakra, you may use either music specifically designed for this purpose, or you can mentally repeat the Bija mantra. If you want to use musical support for your meditation, you should check the Tantric Meditation Music section on our site. If you choose the second option, you will act in the following manner. Focus on the area beneath the navel and repeat the mantra Ram. After each repetition of the mantra, relax and listen calmly to the inner echo of this mantra. Do not allow any other thoughts to disturb your concentration. Repeat this mantra constantly and then listen to its echo in your inner universe. Perceive the activation of Manipura Chakra. It should come as a state of abandonment in front of the divine will, as an expansion of your aura, and as a state of trust and harmony. Meditation for the activation of Anahata Chakra. Anahata Chakra, or the heart center, is placed in the middle of the chest, in the area known as the cardiac plexus. This center force is represented as a lotus with 12 petals, and the characteristic Bija mantra for its activation is known as Yam, or Y-A-M. This center performs a kind of transition between the inferior chakras, associated to the instincts of survival, and the upper chakras, involved in elevated and spiritual aspects. This center of force allows us to experience love, devotion, empathy, altruism, tenderness, and it connects us with the subtle energies of air, known as Vayu Tattva. In the case of a balanced activation of Anahata Chakra, the person will manifest affection, kindness, abnegation, a capacity for self-sacrifice, romanticism, magnetism, charisma, and other comforting abilities. The meditation itself. Sit in yoga mudra. According to your preference, you may either use a specific type of music designed for this purpose, or you may mentally repeat the Bija mantra. If you'd care to use a musical support for your meditation, you may check our Tantric Meditation Music section on this site. If you chose the second option, you must act in the following manner. Focus on the area of your chest and mentally repeat the mantra Yam. After each repetition of the mantra, relax and listen calmly to the inner echo of this mantra. Do not allow other thoughts to disturb your concentration. Repeat the mantra constantly, and then listen to its echo inside your inner universe. Perceive the activation of Anahata Chakra, a state of abandonment, unconditional love, transfiguration, and the very pure, universal kind of love.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: amplifying the third center of force, Manipura Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Focus your attention on the zone right below your navel, which represents the projection of Manipura Chakra in your physical body. The symbolic representation of Manipura Chakra is a lotus flower with 10 petals, symbolizing the 10 energy channels or nadis situated here. This chakra represents expansive consciousness, willpower, inner harmony, passionate consciousness, dynamic personality. It grants self-control, practical intelligence, and controls your will, your ego, and your individuality. The element it resonates with is the subtle energy of fire. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: amplifying the third center of force, Manipura Chakra. Let us begin.
Well, that's it for now. Thanks for joining us, and see you next time.